Nick D'Aceto has been good enough to join me for a couple of minutes. Welcome to you, Dal. Great to have you back.
Good afternoon, Dwayne. Lovely to be with you as always. Yeah, just sitting just outside the ground, just out of Tasmania. Just out of Hobart, apologies, down here in Tasmania, with the Kangaroos about to take on the Sydney Swans in their second hit out of the Mars series. So really looking forward to a good game of football.
Absolutely. What have you thought? What's your overreactions in your mind so far from the whole series? Is there someone you've been extremely impressed with or someone you've been a little bit disappointed with? You've watched as much of it as I have.
Yeah, I've covered a fair bit of footy in the first 2 or 3 weeks of this preseason. It's actually a complicated question because I think no matter who you support or whatever game you're watching, there's blocks within that one particular game that you get really excited about your team. But then within 15 minutes, half an hour, the next quarter, you think, geez, I'm really, really concerned. I was at the game last night with the Blues taking on the Brisbane Lions. And within that first quarter, I was concerned for the Brisbane Lions. They just didn't turn up. It was like the old saying. They just did not show up at the start of that game. But then after quarter time and after Fagan had addressed the group and speaking to a couple of the players post-game, they flicked the switch. So this is something to keep an eye on going on throughout the season, because a few of the players actually mentioned, the Brisbane Lion players, that this often happens to them when they play away from home, that they get jumped at the start of games and really need to address that. So I was probably disappointed with the Blues after that first 20-odd minutes, but then ultimately really impressed with the Lions. And to score over 100 points after such a slow start, you know, we know how important the defence, but just this, once again, this little bit of a flow that offence is just starting to balance it out again. I was really pleased with the way that Lions went about it yesterday and got that job done.
Yeah, and conversely, in terms of ladder position jump, I think a lot of people thought Carlton might be the team that jumps the highest from last year, but I've been really impressed with St Kilda. They've got so many new players from other clubs. They've got Hannanbury back fit. Geary didn't play a lot of footy last year. Robertson didn't play any footy last year. And they've added Howard, who looks really solid in defence from day one. They've added Paddy Ryder, so they've got a backup ruck for Marshall. And we know King's going to be a star. There's no doubt whatsoever there. And they were 14th last year. So in terms of ladder position jump, they could be the ones that jump the furthest.
And then the one name that you haven't mentioned is Brad Hill. And we know how much of a star he's been for the last decade or so across two other football clubs before he comes to the Saints. And I mean, I love the way that Brad Hill plays his football. And you mentioned all those names, Dwayne, and Zach Jones has a run yesterday and, you know, plays, you know, a solid game of football. So I think the challenge for St Kilda will be to bring them all together. So you've got guys from, you know, some young players coming through, and, you know, Max King's that example of a young guy coming through and still needing to learn a lot about the game and, you know, for his body to be able to hold up as well. But then you bring in 4 or 5 guys in from different football clubs over the last couple of years, and just how do they work in together? Do they know the detail of each other at crucial moments to be in the right position? And just those finer little, you know, percentages that just might get them over the line. And I still don't know if Saints make the finals, Dwayne. I mean, that's my overall you know, thoughts on the Saints this year. But in regards to improvement, I think for the first time in, geez, it feels like 4 or 5 years, I think the Saints conversation around them, they'll be going up the ladder opposed to staying where they had been.
Absolutely. And I think having an experienced coach like Brett Ratton is a godsend for them as well, to be able to get that group to get some chemistry together really quickly. Hey, before I let you go, Dow, what are you expecting today, both in Hobart and then at Colac with Geelong and Essendon? What are you expecting from the two games?
Well, first of all, the one here, and speaking to a couple of the Kangaroos boys in the last half an hour or so, this is a full dress rehearsal for them. They felt that their previous encounter with the Dogs going back a couple of weeks, they lost by 44 points. That was not good enough. And then I was also in Blacktown last week when the Giants took on the Swans, and then the fallout from that 94-point loss by the Swans. I think today's going to be a really good contest. So I would expect both teams to respond. And it's not necessarily about the win, but it's probably more the way they go about it when they put the ball in hand, because both were pretty poor in their first encounter. But I just think the attack on the opposition will be significant today. So that's what I'm looking forward to today. And I just heard you speaking about Geelong in this game coming out this afternoon. They're still an unknown for me. Now, they're not an unknown like Carlton and St Kilda and the Gold Coast Suns, but just they're at the top end now. So I'm still want to see how they roll out this team, how these older players back up after another pre-season. Can this young group come through? So I'm just going to hold on the Cats. I'm just not quite sure where they're at right now.
Great to have you, Dow. Look forward to you being in the studio a bit later in the week. I'll talk to you then.
Look forward to it, Dwayne. Have a good day.
Nick D'Aceto down in Tasmania in Hobart, SEN and Fox Footy star.